The Community Garda information slot is brought to you by Sheridan Security Systems, protecting what you value most. Call today and get your zero wire alarm system from €299. Sheridan Security, 9126025.
This is the Community Garda information slot on Highland Radio. Delighted to welcome Garda Niall Maguire from Falkara Garda Station in the studio. Niall, a very, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Donal, and good morning to your listeners.
Lovely. Niall, we're going to kick into it and we're going to start with a burglary at business premises in Rafoe over the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, this is an old derelict licensed premises at Meeting House Street, Rafoe, and it was broken into twice over the last week. The first time it was broken into is believed to have occurred between midnight on Friday the 24th of May and 2 p.m. on Friday the 31st of May. Entry was gained to the building through a side wooden door, and graffiti was sprayed on the walls inside, and some fire extinguishers were set off. So really it was vandalism as opposed to breaking in for theft, Donal. The second burglary occurred at the same building on Saturday the 1st of June between 9 a.m. and 8:40 p.m. Nothing is believed to be stolen at any time, but we would appeal to anybody who may be able to assist us in finding out who did this and why they did it. They may contact my colleagues in Letterkenny on 074-9167-100 or indeed the Garda Confidential line 1-800-666-111.
And moving to Letterkenny now, an attempted burglary at Solomon's Manor.
Yes, an attempted burglary this time. Entry wasn't gained at Solomon's Manor in Letterkenny shortly before, Sunday the June the 2nd, shortly before 1 a.m. A side window of the property was smashed and the alarm was activated. Nothing appears to have been stolen. So we appeal to anybody who may be able to assist or anybody that was in around Solomon's Court on Sunday June the 2nd, shortly before 1 a.m. that may have had a dash camera in their car, or even some of these dash cameras are recording even if the car's not turned on. They're like motion sensors, Donal. So anybody that may be able to assist, please contact again Letterkenny on 074-9167-100.
To Castlefin now, and an incident there you want some help with?
Yeah, this was a very dangerous incident, Donal. There was an elderly gentleman badly assaulted, and his vehicle was damaged. Several vehicles were damaged, and a number of assaults occurred at Hillhead Castlefin on Wednesday the 29th of May, shortly before 9:30 p.m. So it was still daylight. We appeal to anybody again that may be able to that may have witnessed this and may be able to help us with our inquiries. We have a suspect, but we would still appreciate if a witness or witnesses could contact again the Gardaí and Letterkenny on 074-9167-100. And that happened between 9:15 p.m. and 9:45 p.m. on the 29th of May.
Now, last week, Greg was speaking to Sergeant Eunan Walsh about an increase in the number of churches, parochial houses being targeted, and another one to report this week, this time again in Rathmullen.
Yeah, very sad, Donal, to be reporting these kinds of incidences on the radio. My colleagues in Milford are investigating an attempted burglary at the parochial house at St Joseph's Church in Rathmullen on Sunday the 2nd of June between 12 midday and 6 p.m. The lock on the back door of the parochial house was damaged between those times. Thankfully, entry wasn't gained, but if anybody observed anything suspicious around St Joseph's Church or in the parochial house on that date, please contact the Gardaí in Milford, 074-9153060. And in relation to that, we have a new Divisional Crime Prevention Officer, Sergeant Fergus McGrory. He replaced Sergeant Paul Wallace at Letterkenny Garda Station, and he would be more than delighted to give any advice to any places of worship on crime prevention. And you can contact him on 074-9167-100, and he'll be very happy to assist.
And I suppose really churches want to remain open. They're providing a service to their parishioners and to people, and they really should be safe havens and places where people can go and be at peace. And sadly, that's not possible in some instances, it seems.
Yeah, it's very sad that this has happened. We have had it before in the past, and it's they seem to be just coming in waves. So they may be linked, they may not. We're keeping an open mind in relation to all of these incidents, because they geographically they're spread around the whole county. Don't know.
Yeah, Largan Rea in Downings now, an incident of criminal damage.
Yes, again, we have some suspects for this, and we'd appreciate maybe, rather than us coming knocking on your door, if they would maybe come and speak to the guards in Milford. Three windows were smashed at a vacant property in the area at the time. It's believed that a number of youths were involved. We would like the youth to come forward and maybe put their hands up to this. Again, this week we appeal to parents and guardians to speak to the young people about the different consequences they may face if they are to get involved in this type of activity. The Gardaí in Milford can be contacted on 0749153060.
A phone stolen from a car now in Kilmacrennan.
Yes, this car was unfortunately unlocked on Saturday the 1st of June at the graveyard in Kilmacrennan, sometime between 4:30 p.m. and 5 p.m. again Saturday the 1st of June. A lady's car was entered and a black Huawei P Smart mobile phone in a black cover was stolen from the car. Again, dash cameras are helpful in this. If anybody was driving past the graveyard in Kilmacrennan on Saturday the 1st of June between 4:30 p.m. and 5 p.m, please make the footage available to the Gardaí in Milford. And again, 0749153060.
And again, a salutary lesson. I mean, very often opportunist thieves may walk down a road and literally just start pulling at car handles, and if they don't open, they move on. If they do open, it's open season.
For sure, Donald, it's the unlocked car is the vulnerable one. It's very seldom we have doors forced or windows smashed in car. It does happen, but most of the time it's an unlocked car.
Yeah. Ballaba Fagar, the now a theft from a van in the town.
Yes. Again, another sad one. We hate seeing things, especially workmen's tools that have been stolen when some man's relying on them for his livelihood. So a red Vauxhall van in Ballaba Fay parked on Navaney Street on the left-hand side of the road just past the Finn Harvest pitch heading for Dreenan on Saturday the 25th of May between 4:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. The items stolen were two Hilti drills, two cordless Hilti circle saws, two Hilti angle grinders, a cordless quick cut saw, two Hilti impact guns and two Hilti screw guns. So all Hilti brand, all very expensive tools. So again, if anybody can help us in tracing these items, or if anybody knows if these are for sale, there are a lot of I think these are red and black, these tools. We appeal to anybody who may have seen any suspicious activity in that area between those times to make contact with the Gardaí in in Letterkenny, who are looking after this. 0749167100, or indeed the confidential line 1-800-666-111.
And the sad reality here is that not only has that person lost their tools, they've also lost presumably a couple of days' work as a result of this. So they're out of pocket in both respects.
For sure, Donald. Yeah, it's very difficult for tradespeople. You know, it's easy for me to come on and say, you know, make sure everything's locked up and tied up and pinned down. But the reality is, tradespeople are running in and out of their van when they're at different jobs, and it is very difficult to understand. But you know, in relation to maybe security advice, you know, we see a lot of vans maybe with additional locking mechanism fitted to the vehicle. Now, sometimes tradespeople will tell us that, you know, if there is an extra padlock on the outside of the vehicle, it's kind of almost an invitation that there's something expensive inside the vehicle. But I am aware that there's certainly other sort of deadbolts and mechanisms that can be concealed that aren't necessarily visible to the outside. Consider a monitored vehicle alarm and tracking devices for valuable property. Also, I suppose, if you keep an eye on the Garda Donegal Facebook page, we do offer property marking, where we're able to indent even tools with your postcode. Mark and photograph the property and make a record of the serial numbers, makes and models, and you can do that. There's a handy app, the Garda Síochána property app, that can be downloaded from the Play Store that assists you in documenting your items with serial numbers, makes and models, so that if they ever are found, it leaves it much easier for us to return it to the owner. Park your vehicle maybe within CCTV. It's always a good idea, Donald. So if you're at a car park or whatever, there's usually spaces that are covered by CCTV. And store your keys away from windows and letterboxes when you're at home. You know, sometimes these are fished through letterboxes because we leave our keys in the hallway or whatever, hanging up within view. So that's another one to bear in mind. And again, always report any suspicious activity to the Gardaí immediately. You know, you don't always have to give your name or details, but it's something that we appreciate. And we have solved a lot of crimes with people just ringing us saying that they've seen a suspicious vehicle in the area, and we nip there and we're able to stop them on the road.
And the other thing too, of course, is if anyone is offered tools for sale in circumstances which are too good to be true, they probably are too good to be true.
Absolutely, Donald. Yeah, that's also another way that some things come to our attention is that people saying, listen, I've been offered, you know, there's somebody called to my door there and they've been offering me these and I've heard that they've possibly been stolen. So, yeah, let us know.
That's it for this week, Garda Lyon Maguire. Thank you very much indeed. If you can help Garda with any of those, contact the relevant Garda station. All these details going up, of course, on our website as well, highlandradio.com. And you can, if you can contact any Garda station, I'm sure, and they'll be happy to pass it on. And just remind us once more now before you go of the confidential line, if people want to use that.
Yeah, again, that's just a message. You don't have to leave your details. You can just leave a message or just you can speak to an operator. And it's 1-800-666-111. Before I go, Donald, just one thing to mention. On the 1st of June at Island Roy in Downings, a substantial amount of cash was found, and that can be recovered when it's properly its owner's identified at Milford Garda station. So if anybody lost a wad of cash in Island Roy Downings, contact the Garda in Milford.
Okie doke, and on that we'll say Garda Lyon Maguire, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Donald.
The Community Garda information slot is brought to you by Sheridan Security Systems, protecting what you value most. Call today and get your zero wire alarm system from €299. Sheridan Security, 912-6025.